Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. It's time to connect with a coach brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. More for your thing, that's our thing. We welcome in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Bruce, thinking back to game two, did the Bruins not only get to their game, but the way you played take Carolina completely out of theirs?
Yeah, it looked like a couple times they were getting frustrated, so that's always a good sign for us. Now that goes out the window. Today's a new day, so I suspect they'll be better in that area. But yeah, I liked our game. Start was good. We took a couple of hits. They were physical, but we stuck with it. Killed the penalty, so and all of a sudden you're taking care of business. Now you get some offense going, and I thought we had a good final 10 minutes of period. When you go into the intermission ahead in the playoffs, I think it's always a positive. We've been able to do that a lot in the first period. I think for us, our bugaboo was the second periods, right? So we addressed that before the game. I love the way the guys responded and how we played and how we limited anything they could do to get back in the game in the second period.
Obviously, your defensemen were big, scoring three of those goals the other night in the victory in game two. But what does it also say about some of the performances you got from your second-year pros in the lineup in that game?
Well, we're all hands on deck, right? We don't win if we have passengers. So first year, second, fifth, tenth, whatever. We're kind of that mentality as a group. We've done a good job with that. I think they follow the leadership well here. They're good kids that way. I mean, they have their own game. They're not afraid of the moment. Charlie and Grizz, but they understand who the leaders are. They set the tone. We've done a real good job learning from those guys and then still being ourselves.
With the coil line playing the way it has, what does it then open up for you on the bench and the team overall?
Well, they're not afraid to chase a matchup, worry about who goes out when. Right? Certainly you want certain matchups. There's times in the game you feel there's a better look. But at the end of the day, when everybody's going, it helps on the road. I think that's where our road record has kind of gotten better here as the playoffs have gone along. We've been more consistent through all four lines. And I think it makes it easier for the group when they go in, it's their turn essentially, and not have to tax guys. Now, like I said, there's time and score situations. You lose guys a little more, but that coil line's really come through for us, and offensively, but also defensively. We'll throw them out in our end and trust they'll get the job done.
One of the things that's been fascinating to watch is how you've deployed your centers throughout the series and what ice time they've gotten. Has your center depth really shown up here early in the series?
Well, that's usually the key to having your balance, right? If your centerman's a good 200-foot player, the wingers can sort of fall into place there, especially if the D pair, that's where you really want the matchup for the most part, is you want your D pair matched against the best possible chance for them to have success. Kevin's done a good job with that at home. It's a little easier, so we'll see if we can work that on the road. Second period's become the challenge. But yes, our center depth allows us to not worry too much about the matchups. We may move wingers around, but tonight if Aho, clearly we like Berg against them, but if we can't get that matchup, we're comfortable with the Crowley, Krejci, or Coyle, so makes it a lot easier for us as a staff not to have to scramble around and chase the game. And I think you lose chemistry throughout the game if you're doing that, so very important part.
Six periods in, what do you have a better feel for in this series against Carolina?
Well, clearly our special teams are clicking. I think our power play in game one was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I mean, we weren't very good on it when we didn't score. When we did, we looked good. So the other night I thought we found a few things we looked at and were able to expose it and got a couple goals because of it. Penalty kill's been better, a little more pressure. So that's one area that we feel. And goaltending, we're very, very consistent in there. Tuukka's been rock solid both games. I like our puck management. Exception of the second period, we've done a better job limiting any real odd man rushes or their D getting involved in their offense. They're going to get some looks in the O zone from the point, some shot tips, because we tend to collapse and they're good at that. But in terms of them coming at us up and down the ice all night, I think we've stemmed a lot of that part of their offense.
How much of today's conversation before the game will be about a mindset?
I think our guys have the right one. We talked about it quickly there at morning skate. I think we understand what's at stake and what's at stake right now today with the crowd noise, this young team that feeds off a little bit of that. They're probably going to, they know that this is a real important game for them. They haven't put their best foot forward. So all those things lead me to believe we'll see their best tonight. And our guys just have to be focused on taking care of the details and ready for that and play through any early adversity.
And then from an X's and O's perspective, what sort of details will you emphasize?
Well, again, we want to make sure that our forecheck or our breakout, we take advantage of their aggressiveness. If they're coming hard, like we've been rimming pucks in a hurry, supporting it underneath with a slash so that we're at the puck on time, winning the battles on the walls. That's how we'll get out of our end. If you're out of your end, you know, that's a start. Our forecheck, I think, has been good in terms of our routes. We're not duplicating, so their D aren't able to jump by us and lose two guys. I think that part of our game has been good. Neutral zone, like I said, I think game one, we were a little more loose. Game two, we were playing behind them a lot more, recognizing that they want to press all over the ice, then you got to put pucks, skate onto pucks. We have the legs to do it, and hopefully we'll have those legs tonight.
Good luck tonight here, Bruce, in Game 3.
All right, thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Hurricanes are coming up next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.